We're talking the Ghost Wagon right now. We got Chuck Nelson and John Matthew, the guitarist of the group. Chuck is also a vocalist, and they're going to be playing up at the Wonder Bar on Saturday at 8 p.m., and I'm very glad that they're joining me today. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think this is your second time up playing the Wonder Bar here?
It is, yes.
Yeah, we played there last spring.
So you're excited to come back up. How long have you been playing together as Ghost Wagon?
As Ghost Wagon, like 2.5 years with various members over that time. But Chuck is the singer-songwriter, and I help him out a little bit. And then we have some other people that corroborate with us.
And did this band kind of precipitate out of a different group?
Yeah, we were, well, I've played with another guy since college, so that's, you know, 20 years ago. And we were playing in a band called Gaslighters Union. Mm. And, you know, that just, it didn't work out. And then so John and I kept moving on with this and picked up a couple extra people. And then we were right in the middle of recording an album, which was, you know, that had kind of imploded as it did. But we just kept the songs that, you know, were mine and brought a couple extra new ones in and, you know, came out with the first album, Crooked and Dark.
Yeah.
Well, we should mention the other band members, though. They're going to get mad at us, right?
Sure.
We got AJ Swenson sings, and we got Mark
Doctor
on keys.
Wow, and
Neil Johnson on bass, and we got a couple different drummers that help us out.
Well, you mentioned Crooked and Dark. Tell me about that album that came out, I want to say, last year. What went into making that one?
So that came out in May of 2017, and we've actually, it's charting right now on the college radio stations.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's not way up there, but it's actually on the chart.
Well, there's that.
Hey, better to be on it than anything else. That's perfect.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, when I'm listening to your band and listening to that album, I'm thinking of groups like Lucero and Drive-By Truckers. How would you describe your sound?
Well, probably similar to that, just not as famous or as lucrative. Yeah, I think, we hear that. We hear, you know, Tom Petty and things like that. So that's obviously very humbling, and you're honored to be put in that kind of grouping. I listen to a lot of different music. I listen to all those guys and all that. So, I don't want to be, you know, a derivative, you know, writer and you know, parrot other people's stuff. But that's definitely music that I like. And I think the next album's got some songs on it that show a little bit more, what do you call it?
Range.
There you go.
What do you mean, range?
Yeah.
Well, we've got some rockers on there. We've got some Americana. We've got kind of a 70s throwback. We've got fiddle on there. We've got oboe. We've got cello. We've got some pedal steel.
Well, that's what I liked about Crooked and Dark is that you had pedal steel and saxophone going on the same song. I don't think I'd heard that before.
Yep, you got to find somebody something to do. They can't just stand around on stage. So keep playing. Good that you point that out, because I think that's one of the things that when we, you know, as we play around and we play with a lot of other groups, I think something that does set us apart is that I think it's interesting. It's not, you know, six songs that all kind of sound the same. It's not six country songs. You know, it's not six rock songs. It's a nice, again, as the guy writes the songs, I think they're pretty good.
Well, Chuck, as the songwriter, what were some of your influences that led to this style of music and the way that you write songs?
I don't know if in terms of how I write songs, I think that's still somewhat of a kind of a mystery to me. I mean, it's like I sit around and I'm constantly writing stuff down on, you know, I got like, you know, tiny little notebooks like in my car that I have my bags and all that stuff. So I'm always writing stuff down. And then when I kind of come up with the music for it, then I kind of start piecing some stuff together. Willie Nelson, Frank Sinatra. I like all that stuff. And I don't know if I'm influenced by it.
His dad was in a polka band.
Well, I should forget that. That's my dad. There's the influence right there. Yeah. Where there's no lyrics.
You said your dad was in a polka band?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hank and the 49ers. I'm sure if you have their thing, spin that for us, please.
You know, we have so many polka heads up here, I guarantee someone listening is going to know who that is.
Well, I think I still have one of his albums. Maybe I'll bring it up and get a picture of it if we can see it this weekend.
Yeah, you should absolutely do that. We're talking to Ghost Wagon right now. Chuck Nelson and John Mack from the band. They're going to be playing at the Wonder Bar at 8 p.m. on Saturday. How did you guys get the name Ghost Wagon?
Oh, we went through a lot of different suggestions. Everyone was just throwing out hundreds and hundreds of names. I think someone is even using some name finder online. And I had suggested Ghost Eye, and nobody liked that. And then I think out of frustration, I said, okay, what about Chuck's Wagon? And then he just said, oh, whatever. How about Ghost Wagon?
Oh, a little combination. Chuck's Wagon would have been a little... It's clever, but
it would have given him too much of the focus, too, I think.
I already have a really healthy self-esteem. We don't need any more.
Well, hey, yeah, you mentioned earlier a new album coming out, and I think, is that going on right now, the recording, or is that being finished up?
Right now, we're kind of down to our final mix. We recorded it at the Pearl in Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
And they're doing the mixing, too, and so we're going in next week. We've kind of got it down to this, you know, hopefully one more night of mixing and then we get it mastered. We're hoping to release it in January.
Mm.
So yeah, that's going to be called Lost. And, I guess that's.
Yeah. The album release show is scheduled for the Ice House in Minneapolis on January 26th.
Excellent choice of venue for that. You play a lot down the Twin Cities. Are there some, you know, local haunts that you frequent often, or are you kind of playing as many different venues as you can down there?
Yeah, I think now it's more in terms of being selective with who we can play with. You know, any of the bigger venues, the nicer venues that call you, obviously we're going to say yes and we're going to do it. And there's a couple other places that have, you know, been loyal to us, and we'd definitely be loyal to them if they need us to play there. But yeah, for us, I think part of our fun is finding some other musicians we want to play with and then finding a spot that's going to be, you know, nice for us to play and also nice for people to hear.
How would you describe the energy of a Ghost Wagon show, a live one?
And then there's crickets. it's the music first. I mean, I wouldn't say it's as maybe, you know, like a Miles Davis show where our backs are to you and it's like we're just so focused on playing music that we don't kind of forget the audience is there. We like to have a good time and, you know, joke around, tell a couple stories here and there, but I mean, mainly it's about the music, and we want you to hear it, you know?
Yeah, no, I would say, I mean, a lot of the lyrics can be on the darker, emotional side, but then if you see us live, I think we're a little slightly more goofy.
Despondent,
so it's an interesting dichotomy to be hearing some of these interesting lyrics from Chuck from his dark places. And then when you see him up on stage, it's a little more lighthearted, I think, but serious rocking and rolling.
Chuck, do you have any like common themes that you find in the lyrics of your songs?
Loss, changing circumstances. People's inability to get along with each other when really they kind of have each other's. I mean, you know, if they stop and actually were to reflect on it, they have each other's interests in mind, but we don't do that on a daily basis. And, we tend to hurt the ones that we love. And so, I mean, I guess I see that and obviously the two. So I don't know if that's... Now nobody wants to come. They're like, oh, man.
No, well, John just said it's going to be a dark but goofy time. So that sounds like something that I come to.
I'll wear my clown shoes, I guess, and then everybody go, "Oh no, it's okay. He's a clown."
Oh man, cowboy clowns.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking to Ghost Wagon right now. Hey, after the show up here and the release of the new album in January, is there anything else that's big on the horizon for the group?
Well, I thought you were asking after the show at the Wonder Bar if we're going to be bonfiring
at party,
all the campers. We will be.
So that's
we
a
will
given.
Be there.
Right across the parking lot.
Yeah.
We've got a private party we're playing up in Wisconsin the weekend after. Then we're back in the cities at Inbound Brew Co. on November 3rd, Saturday, November 3rd. And then we're trying to lock down our annual holiday party at the Bryan Lake Bowl in uptown Minneapolis there for December.
But even bigger than that, we're actually shooting a video for one of the songs off Lost, and we've got a ton of footage on it. We got two really fantastic videographers working on it, and it's really, really super exciting. So we're kind of hoping that we can get that buttoned up by the release party in January, so we'll have that out as well.
Is that the first music video that you've done?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've always wondered what it's like shooting those things. I've never done one myself, so...
Well, it's...
there's a lot of stand around and wait.
Yeah, I've been driving with the videographers through, you know, southern Wisconsin looking for different types of shots, and it's, you know, it's for me, it's like I've written the song. I'm like, that's my contribution, basically. But then they're asking, well, hey, check out this lighting, or look at the texture of that, or... And I'm like going, okay, it all kind of looks really good to me. I don't know, so... It's fascinating. You learn a ton, but yeah, it gets a little bit of over your head.
Right.
We're very fortunate to have friends of the band that are professionals and are willing to help us out.
Yeah, Mark.
Shoot it, to produce it, direct it, and then edit it.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be kind of weird to see someone else's like interpretation of your song, but maybe that's just me.
Well, I mean, I gave them some ground rules. I mean, I said I don't want any, like, you know, headshots of me. I'm not going to act in it because that's not what I do. And so it will, because he's been sharing some of the shots that he's been getting, and some of them you see and you go, okay, I can see that. And then I kind of also said, it doesn't have to be a literal interpretation of the song. It's like, you know, I never like it when, you know, somebody gets up there and said, oh, here's a song that's about blah, 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 blah. And then they sing it. It's like going, okay, well, yeah, that's just, I mean, I guess I don't tend to write songs that way. I think that there's something, I'm hoping there's a commonality there, but at the same time, I think that it is some room for interpretation as well, you know?
Yeah. And what song is this going to be for again?
This will be for Red Dirt Road.
Okay. Where can people find more about your music or follow you?
We've got the website, ghostwagon.net. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, all those social media platforms.
Spotify, like us on there.
Oh, yeah. Follow. You can check out the first albums on Spotify for free, but if you're so inclined, you can go to iTunes and download it for $10.
It's always fun to get a $6.37 check from iTunes.
That's the modern musician. That's it right there.
Exactly.
We're in it for the fun.
Right.
Not in for the money. Anyway, well, thanks for joining us today, Ghost Wagon, on the Scenic Route. Catch him at the Wonder Bar on Saturday at 8 p.m. They've got one album out called Crooked and Dark, and you can find Lost coming out in January. Thank you so much to Chuck and John. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Will. We appreciate it.